And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jill, a registered dietitian. When I meet with patients, they usually think I'm going to tell them to throw out their favorite snacks. But don't worry, your Cheetos are safe. That's not how this works. I help my patients build healthier habits based on their lifestyle and goals without guilt or restriction. Nourish connects dietitians like me with people like you who are ready to take control of their health. Your appointments could be fully covered through your insurance since 94% of Nourish patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. Appreciate that. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, and we are streaming live all across the country on that free Odyssey app brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Thank you for tuning in this Friday, April 4th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
What's up? Happy Friday. Good morning.
What's up? And Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Running a three-man show. Jason is out today. He'll be out for our Altcast tonight. Cakes and I will be returning to Capital One Arena.
Yeah. Two straight days of two full round trips into Washington, D.C. It's my favorite thing to do.
Now, where were you?
It's all good.
Where were you guys sitting yesterday? You were in the suite?
We were in the suite for the Wizards Magic game. EB, you missed Harry Potter night.
Oh.
You missed Wizards Harry Potter night. I know that's kind of your thing.
That's sad.
It's you missed Bob Carrington explosion. Bob, the rookie, I believe is still 19,
mm-hmm.
went for 32.
I watched some of it, I think, in the third quarter.
It was a good hang. It was
They hung in there at times, it looked like.
No, it was a good hang, though, in the suite,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was a Junkies thing and we were going to meet Will Dawkins. Turns out it was everybody from the station, which was kind of cool because we never see some of those guys. Grant Paulson was there hanging
mm-hmm.
out.
It was a station.
And a lot of the 980 guys like Craig Hoffman,
that's
Chris
correct.
Russell.
Yep.
Guys like Toby Altheiser were there.
The Rooster.
Mad Max, who we just met this yep. week, who
Mad
started
Max.
Working at a station that works.
Yep, correct. He was
the
there.
Board.
Yep.
Whose suite was it?
Monumental.
Unknown.
Monumental.
It's just a monumental suite.
So that means it was barren. I mean, did you even have sodas
in there?
Oh,
there was a nice spread.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nice spread.
I mean, Valdez definitely missed it. They had like a an Old Bay cheese like crab bake.
CK sent me a text of the picture of the pot of crab dip that they
so
had
good.
That they're serving at the
I mean, I just
suite.
Kept dipping.
Did you have envy?
I did. I had FOMO.
Yeah.
I just kept dipping tortilla chips in there. It was hard. Mm-hmm. It was hard to stop.
Nice.
They had like short rib sliders. They had wings. I mean, it was a nice setup.
Right. Oh, very cool.
B. Mitch popped open a bottle of wine about halfway through the event. It was solid.
Where did you
I don't know
that
there
from?
Was a lot
there was
of
a bottle of wine in the suite.
Yeah, nice. I don't know if there was a lot of watching of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, very, very little. At least for me, I might have watched 5 to 7 minutes of game action because you're hanging out with people in the suite. You're doing bits,
and then everybody's kind of waiting for Will Dawkins to show up.
Uh-huh.
And I think most people thought it was going to happen at halftime, but we're waiting around halftime, and I got a buddy who's got really good seats, my buddy Cokie. So I went down to see him, and I was like, man, I hope I didn't miss Will Dawkins. And I got
yeah.
back to this suite like 20 minutes later,
yeah.
and everybody was still waiting. Let me just say this. Once Will Dawkins came and left,
yeah, everybody else rolled.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
yeah. I mean,
he was like the lead blocker.
Right.
Cakes did his, poop. Out of here.
Well, I mean, at that point, it's 9:05, like it's almost like 9:10,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing the calculus of when I'm going to get home and I'd already had a late night the night before.
Well, plus, you still have to have your two beers.
I kind of did. I threaded the needle in the suite because I had a Stella, which is a little bit bigger than a normal beer.
Yeah.
So I basically went with, I guess that's like 1.25 beers.
Yeah.
And then I had a little bit of the Malbec that that B. Mitch popped open. Like,
so you didn't like feel like you needed any
like
at
an
home?
Eighth of a cup. Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't have time, EB.
Okay.
I didn't have time once I got home.
All right. Good.
I had to get my responsible drinking done. In the suite.
Well, Will Dawkins, the GM for the Wizards, that's his official title, right?
Yes, they have all correct. These guys. He's the big boss man.
He's just an easy guy to get along with.
Super nice.
Right? I'm sure, even though it's kind of like a wild season, you know, just kind of enduring this, he's always in a good mood.
Yep.
It appears.
Very, very friendly, very affable.
Just a very friendly guy.
I didn't make it weird like I did last year. I actually went up, shook his hand. Had a quick human conversation with him, hung around for a little bit,
right.
Did my schmooze, and then I let other people come in.
Your precursor, though, was, I'm not going to make it weird like last time.
Correct, yes.
Oh, you mentioned it?
Well, it was my whole thing. Yeah, it's been my shtick for going on like an entire Wizard season.
He never even realized, noticed. He had no idea what you're talking about.
He couldn't care less. It was other people that were observing the weirdness last season that saw it.
I did throw out as a joke that we are available to sit at the table for the drafting of the, you know, if they have the top pick, lottery.
As soon as he said it, I was within earshot, and I said, well, he can go, but I'm not going. Because I'm not wearing the, you're responsible for the Wizards falling to the fifth pick.
Right.
Instead of, I just can't. I can't have that.
Well, the other part is he wasn't going to take it seriously.
Of course not.
Just felt like I should throw it out there.
No, you're just.
But after a few minutes, you know what I learned, EB, and we learn this all the time. Like if it was just the junkies hanging out, I think the conversation would be different. When you're there with Grant and Chris Russell and Toby Altizer and all those guys, the conversation just breaks out differently. Now I overheard this. I was about. Four
was
people
it, was
away,
it all like basketball oriented or something.
It was
definitely
hey,
sports.
If you
oriented.
Could pick five championships, five titles, for the DC teams, how would you allocate them?
Yeah.
Would you go five Commanders? Would you go three Nationals and one Capitals and one? I was like, I can't believe these guys are extending this.
And then it got
to the booth.
Then it got delineated to. Now, are we picking with our hearts here, or are we picking with our wallets? Because the general consensus was, if we're picking with our wallets, we're gonna pick five Commanders Super Bowl trophies.
I don't think that's a bad topic for the discussion.
No, it's fine for the.
I mean, what else are you gonna talk to them about?
For the forum that we're in, it actually was perfect.
But yeah, you can tell them about Isabella swim lessons.
I talk to Chris Russell about his family for sure. That's usually what I do.
By the way, I came up with a huge save for one Chris Russell, the Rooster. So the Rooster, I guess, was given the Above and Beyond Award for the month. I didn't even know this existed for Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Like the big boss here, Ivy, gave Chris Russell the Above and Beyond Award for, I guess, is it March? So he gets a $100 gift card. So, of course, the Rooster's in there. He's crowing about it, about getting this gift card.
Yeah.
So then
20
minutes later, I'm walking around in the suite, and I see lying on the floor about 8 feet away from Chris Russell, just on the floor underneath one of the tables, is his very valued, I thought, gift card just lying on the floor.
He already dropped it.
Dropped it. Was careless with it. I mean, if I had no scruples or morals, I would have just tucked it in my pocket and used it. But I'm not that kind of guy, so I gave it back to the Rooster. And now he's going to nominate me for the Above and Beyond Award next month.
Nice, you were giving.
Yes, I'm a giver.
I do this bit with Isabella now, where after I pick her up from school or sometime in the day, we'll say, what's the most giving or caring thing you did today?
Look at that.
You actually, my friend, did a giving and caring thing.
I cared for the Rooster.
There you go.
I gave him his gift card back.
It was interesting when Will Dawkins was there. At first, it's just kind of schmooze. You know, he's asking, people are introducing him to their kids. There were, kids. My son's 18, but Grant brought one of his crew.
Yeah.
His son, who.
How many does Grant have now? Does he have three or four?
I think he's got three, but a fourth on the way.
He's got at least three. That Grant is prolific.
Yeah. So
Grant's just slinging it.
So that kid was happy, running around, smiling.
He's having a good old time.
And right. then CK's son was there.
Yeah.
And then there was one female in the booth. Like, just a sea of guys.
Yeah, correct. A lot of dudes.
I don't know. It became kind of a circle around Will Dawkins.
Correct.
And people started asking Cooper Flagg questions and this and that. And my son even just straight out goes... He goes, is it a lock if you have the number one pick that you take Cooper Flagg?
Yeah, he just went right in for the kill.
The answer?
He answered, but it is a lock. He answered like the political Will Dawkins way. Well, no. Yeah,
he had the answer holstered.
But if you looked at him.
And as soon as it was a little bit awkward, I'm not going to lie, because I was right there. As soon as that exchange went down, that's when I moseyed my way on over to the seats that were in the suite. I was like, it's getting too basketball geeky. I need to get away from this conversation.
Yeah, he tried to corner him, and then I think it was Toby goes, well, he scored 25 points a game, and then, I mean, it was pretty intense. But you know what? Will's a super nice guy.
He is.
You missed George Muris on coming in for a photo op early in the hangout.
George is always fun. Was he in a good mood?
Oh, yeah. He's always in a good mood. Every time you see him, the guy's gregarious.
Yeah. I know he's had a lot of pain. Like, just like his ankles, knees, and everything, just from being such a big dude.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the downsides to being like 7'7".
Right. No, he's awesome. I'm glad.
Great dude.
I'm glad he's still involved and doing stuff. That sounds like a good time. Good food. You got to schmooze with Will a little bit.
Yep. We drank the refrigerator pretty dry. I mean, there were not a lot of drinks left in the fridge when we departed.
But was J.P. Finley there, too? Did he make it out?
I did not see J.P. Finley.
But B. Mitch was there.
B. Mitch was there, yeah.
Representing.
B. Mitch, Jeff.
All right.
I mean, a lot of the behind-the-scenes guys, too, were there.
Oh, so good.
It was a good hang. And the Wizards lost, which is generally what you're shooting for this rebuild. Because Utah now has the worst record in the NBA.
Unbelievable.
Will made a comment. Somebody asked him something about it. I don't remember.
I did tell Will that I was running the Wizards Sims on Tankathon. And I was a little bit discouraged by the fact that they're not always picking at the top.
Right. You know? What'd he say?
And he said, yeah, Utah is really giving us a run for our money.
Yeah, that's
something,
what
something it was. Along those
it
lines.
Was that. But he was aware of what Tankathon was because you said you were running Lottery Sim, and he goes, where, on Tankathon?
Yeah.
Exactly. He knows what Tankathon's about.
He knows
about.
What's up.
He's in on the Tankathon.
He's probably sitting there playing with it.
Speaking of the Wizards.
Let me run it again.
We're going to have their head coach.
I got a second pick. Distraught.
Brian Keefe.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wizards coach is going to join us coming up at 7:25 today. Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. We got Jason Demers from the NHL Network at 9 o'clock. Of course, we're doing the Altcast tonight. There's a chance that Ovi breaks the record tonight. 2-3. to be the all-time scoring champ, passing Wayne Gretzky. So we'll talk to Jason Demers coming up at 9 o'clock about that. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.